And we will call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Please silence cell phones and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Council. Thank you, guests that are here this evening. Sally, would you please call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
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 And we have quorum with 5 of 5 councilors present. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And we'll go with Isla for the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first of which is the consent agenda. We have 18 items for consideration. Are there any items for separate consideration?
Make a motion to items 1 through 18.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion.
Second.
And thank you, Millie, for the second to approve consent agenda items 1 through 18. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Perfect. We'll move next into presentation from the public. After that is claims, and then we have new business. We have the workshop item, which I think some are here for, and then we go into closed session. So that's tonight's agenda. This next item is for presentation from the public. When I have new people, I typically go over that. It's you give your name, your address. It's limited to 3 minutes, no profanity or swearing. It's not also a time for like debate or arguing back and forth. It's a time for council to listen to the public and whatever anyone from the public has to say, but it's not like a back and forth time, just to clarify. Do we have anyone signed up to speak?
No, Mr. Mayor.
No problem. If there is an agenda item specifically related to your business, we aren't like so cold that we wouldn't entertain a question during that like workshop portion, but that's the rundown. So I've asked public in the room if anyone would like to address council. Is there anyone online that would like to address council at this time? Seeing none, we will continue moving forward with regular business. Claims. Kelsey, you are up.
Well, I did get two questions ahead of time that I would go through. One of those is under fire, the aerial repair for $5,800. That is one of the items included in the budget amendment. They had to rebuild the water pumps and valves on our ladder truck. So that was not a foreseen expense, so that's why it was included in the budget amendment, which you guys will see later in the agenda. And the other question was just a clarification on the hotel motel claim for Visa. $136.50, that amount. So we have to pay a storage amount for our website every month, and I split that between hotel motel and admin. So that's a recurring charge because it's one.
Perfect. Thank you, Kelsey. Are there any other questions on claims for Kelsey?
Motion to approve claims.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second to approve these claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We will pay those bills. Moving into new business for our first 2023 meeting of the year. Not a heavy agenda. Towards the end, we will discuss the budget agenda that's being proposed by Deanna and I when we get into a little more business at each meeting. The first item of new business is a public hearing on the proposed budget amendment. Kelsey put this information together for council at our last meeting. You have it again if there are any questions. If there's anyone from the public that would like to address this budget amendment, this would be that time. Seeing none for the public hearing comment, I would entertain a motion to close that public hearing.
Motion, so move.
Okay. Thank you, Millie, for the motion, and Elaine with the second. A roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll on closing the public hearing.
Glinsman?
Aye.
Moore?
Yes.
Tigers? Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. That public hearing on the budget amendment is now closed, and in front of you is the resolution approving the budget amendment. Are there any questions or other discussion? Anything that's different that Council should know about?
Motion to approve the resolution approving the budget amendment.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Fran for the second to approve this budget amendment. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Oh, aye.
Nope, just kidding. I got ahead of myself. Resolution, roll call vote. Sally, please call the roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linton?
Yes.
Perfect. And that budget amendment is passed. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Kelsey. Item number three is discussion and consideration of a resolution that would approve the purchase agreement with Kyle Llewellyn for Lot 3, the Washington Business Park Subdivision Phase 1. We do have one inconsistency between the memo and the resolution.
Yes, I apologize. Under the weather last weekend, I obviously was dyslexic.
So the correct number for this lot is 27, which is the number?
23-7.
23-7, okay.
So the only thing wrong is the memo.
Oh, okay.
So the resolution is correct and the memo we can ignore. Okay.
Okay.
And what do we have is Kyle? Yeah, you must be Kyle. Thank you for coming tonight. Yep. Congratulations nearly on this new step. What is the plan for the lot? Remind me.
We're going to build a shop so I can have my work done.
That'll be perfect. Do you run diesel? There's a adjacent shop for diesel, or one that's in the area and the lot right next to the highway. Maybe you do your own work. But anyway, it's great to see shops going up. Anything else you'd like to share with council, Kyle? Perfect. Kyle, any questions on this purchase agreement? Deanna, anything that I've missed? All right.
Okay. I would make the motion that we approve the resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran for the second to approve this resolution. A roll call vote, and the resolution is correct, as mentioned. Yeah. Sally, please call that roll.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
And that is approved. Congratulations. You are welcome to stay for the entirety of the meeting, but you don't have to. We'll go for a little while yet. Next item, number four, is resolution authorizing levy and tax to the Washington County Treasurer.
Motion to approve this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion. And thank you, Fran, for your second discussion. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Item number five is a resolution that would approve a task order with Fox Strand for the downtown streetscape study. We have Steve Supir joining virtually on this topic. I have one question first, Steve, or clarification. And then I believe for Council's information, this is the first next step in moving forward with any level of the streetscape study. Streetscape study, because we need to have probable cost and plans and then how that would look. And this is the necessary next step with that. Steve, real quick, under project description, item A, subpoint, the second one, I think that's supposed to be West Main, because west of Marion is West Main Street. This is on the task order. Okay. It's just a minute detail, but it's just one correction.
Which one did you say it was? Under what?
Under item B, descriptions, A, sub bullet point 2.
Okay.
I think that's West Main, Steve.
Yeah, I can go ahead and if that needs to be adjusted, I can make that change and get that off to you guys.
I think that was the only one I noticed, and it lines up with where my business, so it's like my address. I'm like, well, what? That's West Main.
Oh, yeah, I see.
From Marion to B.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, anything else that you'd like to share with this task order and the conversations you and Deanna have had?
Yeah, well, obviously we appreciate the opportunity to be a first step with the city and kind of pushing forward with the next project in the downtown area. This will take, it'll be quite a bit of work to do over the next month, but we're looking forward to the opportunity to do it. I'll probably come down there to Washington in the next couple of weeks and meet with the staff and kind of go through the project site, take a look at things, and we'll start developing, or we're already starting to develop some concepts to be able to put forward at the end of the month, essentially.
Awesome. There were two things Deanna and I discussed earlier. Have you had a chance to mention those yet?
I have not.
So, Steve, this may have been mentioned briefly, but there are two things that might need to be included or included at least in the thought processes. The stoplights on 2nd and East Main, which are adjacent the former library, are just on four-way red.
And oh, sure. Yeah.
Ultimately will need to be removed and have that intersection configured. And it was discussed that that would be a part of at least, if not the streetscape, at least the timing of the streetscape. So I just wanted to bring your attention to that.
Sure, we can definitely take a look at that. And if it needs to be included in our cost, we can go ahead and put together some estimates for what that would be.
Well, and then we can talk when we discuss staff, because there's some steel value there, but we can discuss that one-on-one or sure. With staff when you're here. I just want to make sure it's on your radar. And then the second, okay, the second thing, and JJ's not online, but at the crosswalks for the current streetscape, the material changes from asphalt to concrete and pavers. And there's like a change in, like you feel it with your tires, you feel it in the buildings. It's not a perfect transition. It's been that way for a while, like maybe the substrate wasn't correct. And there's been discussion about correcting that. And that also has been discussed with taking place at the same time as this major project. If that's the most cost-effective way to do a cutout and a replacement. And I don't know what that looks like, but those are the two things I want to make sure are on mentioned. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. And I think even Keith had mentioned that at some point that the city would be looking at doing that. So we can certainly take a look at those when we're there and then, you know, maybe include some costs for replacement and see where that puts the city.
Yeah. And it may or may, like I said, we just need to make sure we're objective and looking at it.
Yep.
All right, those are my things. Council, it feels very detailed. Is there anything I'm missing? Any questions from council? Yeah.
My concern is on those stoplights by Main and 2nd. I had a citizen call about turning them off. But my thought is thinking further down the line, once the train situation ramps up, that underpass is going to be hugely busy. And that traffic is going to come barreling down 2nd. If you're parked on Main, you'll never get on the street with any safety sometimes. I think we'll have to address that intersection, maybe all those intersections, in a few years when the train thing ramps up.
So when we get our information, just to keep that in mind too, because it could be a four-way or a lighted inner,
something, but I think the traffic will vastly increase coming off the underpass.
Okay, no, thank you. Any other discussion on either the two items I mentioned or the task order itself?
I had an item, Jaron.
Yeah, Bethany, go ahead.
Just want to call out that with our walking assessment that was done this summer or fall, they recommended that we consider bump outs in the downtown area. So I wanted to make sure that was at least being considered for this build out.
Bethany, Steve Superior received a copy of our walking audit. And
perfect.
I met he was to review that as he's putting together the concept for this.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, I fully anticipate that you probably will have some bump outs for most of your crossing area.
And I think I saw that listed specifically in this task order somewhere, but now I've lost where it is. No matter, but thank you, Steve, for clarifying. And
absolutely.
Other questions, concerns? I would recommend passing this resolution for the task order, and I look forward to the next meeting when we have the results from it.
Yes, I'm looking forward to getting started on this project, so I would make the motion to approve this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Fran with the second. Have I missed any discussion?
I just have a question. This particular is costing us how much?
It's $21,500 is the bottom line.
So do we usually put that out for a RFP?
I haven't seen task orders in an RFP form before. That's why it's pretty well set out.
Yeah, Kevin could clarify. Whoever you have as an engineering company.
Okay.
And I believe Ed Fox engineered the first, or did they not? But they're examining. Who engineered the first phase?
It was in-house. We had a staff engineer.
At the time, we had a staff engineer. Okay.
And if you look at the, we do have a master agreement with mm-hmm. Fox Engineering that you guys approved in 2013. So
they're one of the three that we work most closely with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But your question was specifically about RFPs, and Kevin, that's not really.
Since I've been here, I think I started about 2013, 12, somewhere around there. We've always just done task orders with our engineers with the master agreement.
Very good.
Sometimes with federal projects, you have to use your RFP project, but this would not be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Great question. I hadn't. Does that satisfy?
Yeah. I just, well, I know 2013 was before me anyway, so I just was curious.
Okay. Other discussion questions on this resolution that would approve the task order?
Have we had much discussion with the property owners, businesses downtown? I mean, have we had any pre-meetings to see what they're thinking?
No preliminary meetings to my knowledge. As a business owner downtown since 2012, I was super excited when this was going to take place in 2014. Yeah. And we are 9 years later. So for mm-hmm. most of us that have been here during that time, it's just been knowledge of the delays and yeah. mm-hmm. timing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine that will come.
Right, I would think.
Yeah, quickly.
Once we get the... Once we get a concept, then maybe have it and they can come and look at it.
Because there were major disruptions on the other project.
And a lot
wasn't the library constructed exactly the same time on the north side of the...
And
there were a lot of very unhappy business owners during it.
I was in college at the time, coming down every other weekend to work at the restaurant on the square. And I recall it just being like completely shut down and absolute chaos. Right. But I was in that wonderful, naive state of being that age and oblivious.
It was pretty ugly.
What are those two police? We had those two people from the police department. What did those girls do? You remember they were hired to do something when the street, when the businesses were shut down there on
directing people to, because I know it will be a priority whether Steve and Fox Strand does this or however the phases go through. I understand that, you know, there's intention, you keep businesses open, you make sure there's routes to have access, mm-hmm. safe access mm-hmm. to businesses. And ultimately the disruption will be incredibly inconvenient, but should pay dividends in the big picture mm-hmm. with what this project mm-hmm. means for, you know, investment.
How are we
going to
pay for it?
All good questions. It's been budgeted for mm-hmm. 10 years, but the numbers change.
9% inflation rate.
So I'm going to bring it back to any discussion that's related to the task order mm-hmm. itself. Is there any discussion related to the actual task order?
Yes. Will they?
It's an important question to ask, but maybe later.
In what they give back to us, will they have like a suggested timing of phases of how they're going to suggest
one thing at a time? You can see the things that are not included are let's see, task order page 204 A102 preliminary design phase not applicable, A103 final design phase not applicable, A104 bidding or negotiating phase not applicable, A105 construction phase not applicable, A106 post. So your question is basically answered right there.
Yeah,
this is step A1, I would say, of probably going through the whole alphabet.
Anyway, let's move on it.
All right. I have a motion and a second. That was discussion. If there's no further, please call the question.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Dunquist?
Yes.
And that resolution is approved, and we will have more information in the beginning of February. Thank you, Steve, for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Our next item is change order number one to the 2022 water main project. As detailed in the memo, this pulls out the boulevard and something else.
Changing the trail.
Oh, the 5 foot to a 4 foot.
The regular sidewalk.
Okay.
And so the reason we're pulling this out.
Because of funding.
But then we have a $600,000 CDBG grant, and it's important to continue the project forward as much as possible within our dollars and those grant dollars. Okay. But then this has to be pulled to not to afford it.
Okay. And then the West Washington Boulevard, is that the part that they are going to relocate the sewer? Does that have anything to do with that?
Wait, what? I forgot to listen.
Relocate the sewer in the middle of the boulevard or something? Am I?
It's water main.
Right. It was water main and it was boring. Yes. And that's why it was such an expensive part of the project.
So that is what that is.
Okay. The first to go.
Okay. All right.
Good questions. Any others? Change order number one.
Make a motion to approve change order number one, the Washington Water Main Improvement.
Second.
Give it.
Thank you, Fran, for the motion and Bethany for the second. A simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Perfect. All right, next item is a memorandum of understanding for the 2022 Volunteer Fire Assistant Grant Program. As detailed, this would cover 50% of the upfit for a future vehicle for the fire department. And I don't think we have Brendan here, but I think Deanna could answer any questions, or Sally or Kelsey. I understand it to be the necessary step that council takes in order to have 50% reimbursement of this grant.
Well, anytime you can get 50% of a project, I think it's a great idea. So I would make the motion that we approve this request.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion.
Yes.
Would you like to second it?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody.
Get you in there. All right. So a coerced second from Elaine on the MOU or the fire department.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Any other discussion? A simple motion, I believe. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Our next item is the proposed second reading of an ordinance amending Chapter 6304, speed zones on State Highway 92.
And make a motion to the second reading of the ordinance amending Chapter 63.04 speed zones.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion.
Second.
And thank you, Millie, for the second on this second reading. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Could we have just a minute?
Yeah, more discussion. Isla?
On this one, I'm not totally, I think we need to hold off until we see what the medical clinic traffic is going to look like. I think we're going to have to come back after we have all the stars zooming out of that area. And I really would think the whole thing should be knocked down to 40 miles an hour anyway, past the emergency clinic area. I think we'll sooner than later come back and have to change it again to lower the speed limit.
Because this is lowering it from 55 to 45 and from 50 to 45, and it goes down to 40.
So is it going to 45? Just is that about where the clinic driveway is?
No, it's before that. It's from the airport road to Wiley, which would be the Walmart entrance. It doesn't even address the clinic driveway.
Am I not seeing it correctly?
Looks like it is.
I'm confused by this.
It's 45. As you're going out of town, Chief, drops it to 45.
I believe east of the clinic driveway, so we wouldn't have, we couldn't control that.
I have no problem with that, but I'm just saying that whole area is going to get more traffic soon. And I
did have someone ask me, if I may, last week about that stretch from about Casey's on east, mm-hmm. about slowing that down because of some accident. I haven't had a chance to look at that a whole lot either.
Oh, that would be us.
Then.
I mean, this is the DOT.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we
can. This is not us. This is them.
So is this?
But we still would have the DOT have still to has to weigh in.
They're with current jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this from the counters and everything that we had just recently?
That was related to the trains. This was related to a study the DOT did in 2020.
Yeah,
and these are the results and recommendation that just came from that study, but came a matter of like 30 days ago.
Yeah.
Which is why it's on its second reading. Right. So this follows state DOT recommendations.
They forgot they
Which, as mentioned, I see this as an improvement, as I recall pulling out of like Ace Hardware and having to aggressively accelerate to match the speed of traffic. And I see this as solving more problems than it causes. I see Isla's concern about, you know, feature development.
So
at least they'd be right at the emergency clinic if they get signed into.
Yeah. They're right there.
So I just want to confirm that the 45 mile an hour limit will be placed like at the curve, the old John Deere, or the John Deere curve. Is that correct? By looking at this?
That's Palm.
Palm. Yeah. Well, oh, that's, yeah, that's Palm, right. Yeah.
So,
west. Okay.
Where does that 45 start? I'm confused.
That's what I was.
You start right in the
just
middle
west
of
right Palm. There. Just
right where this line is.
Okay.
But then, sorry, from Palm clear back to
45.
The airport
clinic would be right.
Right.
There.
No, the clinic is. Oh, well, yeah.
Well,
right.
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 That's
40
until whatever this is. Okay. Right there. Just. Okay.
Where does
one thing we haven't taken into consideration is the possible stop sign down at 12 too, which is also in slow traffic down.
Or traffic, whole traffic.
Or whole traffic.
Yeah.
So I think
right now we have a first reading that's already gone through. This is the proposed second reading, which I have a motion and a second for. We can make sure that these questions get answered in the next. We have 2 weeks till our next meeting. And then we also have a budget workshop on the 24th. I guess, Mike, if there are remaining concerns, we have time to have them addressed, or that you can vote no now, but then it would completely fail. So I would rather have you table it than have a no vote and have it fail.
I don't think, I'm just raising some concerns about, in the probably near future, there will be readdressing this probably.
All right. So in the meantime, I have a motion and a second, and I believe it's appropriate to vote on that. Mm-hmm. And any remaining concerns on the ordinance, we can work on in the next 2 weeks.
And were these suggestions made by the DOT?
Chief Lester?
I saw it last week in your agenda. Right?
Oh,
yeah. I would probably reach out to the person that sent this to me and just say, we have some concerns. We have some, since this has been done, there's been some additional businesses going out there. Do you think we should do maybe another speed study?
Since it's been 3 years, or specifically on the east side, that these recommendations follow 2020, but we've had development, including the addition of a driveway right onto that state highway.
Yeah.
Basically, it's 3 years old.
Yeah. Perfect.
Right.
So we have a motion and a second and a directive for that question to be at least asked. If I missed any other discussion, Sally, would you please call the roll on that second reading?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Sanders?
Yeah.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that will be on the agenda for a third reading at the next regular meeting. That concludes the regular new business for tonight. We do have a workshop and potential first reading of an ordinance amending chapter 130, which is mobile food vendors and city limits, and then a closed session for real estate. As mentioned in the memo, this was worked on by the fire department, by city clerk, Deanna and myself attended a couple meetings. We do have a food vendor in attendance tonight, which basically updates code for all of the food trucks that have increased in popularity. Sally, would you like to introduce anything else from your memo to council and then turn it over for their discussion?
Just what we are finding is that we have food trucks both on private property and public property, and they don't have to follow the same rules. It's a little tough to determine which license they need, and currently we have some who come get a daily license and others who get a month-long license. So we also don't have the inspection process. That was something that was recommended to our fire department. So if you have questions, I'm happy to help answer them.
As this was worked through pretty thoroughly by Sally and Mark Chenoweth, who does the inspections with the fire department, it's on your agenda for a proposed first reading. Mm-hmm. If council's not ready to do that, There's no reason that it has to. It can be workshopped, questions can be asked in the meantime. It can, there's no real rush or how to word this. Urgency. Work had been done. There's no great urgency, but doing this prior to the start of budget season seemed to make sense. Yeah. Because our next 3 months will be largely dedicated to budget. And I opted with Sally to say, let's go ahead and put it on the agenda right now. But if council's not ready, it doesn't require action. Has everyone read through this before tonight?
Yeah. I have two questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Bethany.
If we're ready to start. Okay. The memo says that vendors at the farmers market and special events approved by council will be exempt to the changes. But then I noticed later on, the actual language says they're exempt from the fees, but they would still be required to have the fire department inspection. So is that language correct? That's in 130.03, section F, point number four.
Mobile food vendors are exempt from fees if part of an event that has prior approval of the council or the city administrator, a fire department inspection is still required prior to the event. Was that added to not change any permissions that have already been given? Is that what the thinking was there? Or go ahead.
The thought would be that the food safety would still be ensured that way by having the annual inspection. Council would like to propose a change.
My thinking is that burden of the inspection is pretty high for someone who may be coming to town once per year for a special event. And my granted limited understanding is that they would still have to have the food safety license to be able to sell food.
Correct.
They still have to have that anyway via the county license. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through environmental health.
Right. Sure. Yes.
They're exempt from fees if part of an event.
Is this like the summer classics? Is that what we're talking?
So what's the head of
or,
that?
Yeah.
Or, right.
I think it's the summer classic, the Thursday night farmers market, the Celebrate Washington, the craft fair, the Juneteenth, the Latina Festival. The,
yeah. Okay. And then what's the point?
Anything you guys would approve versus just coming in for live.
That one, okay.
Which was pulled from our current location. The fact that they are exempt. Right now, when they set up the farmer's market or a special event, they don't have to get a special license. That's part of the special event request that's approved by council.
So there's a couple things at play here. One would be this also follows the first reading of an ordinance plan, which goes through a second reading and a third reading and will take the next month and a half. So if there are things that require more conversation than just right now, there's time to do that. There's time to get input, I think, from other food vendors for any concerns or questions that they have. I think that would be fine to distribute the proposed stuff to anyone that it would impact. Even though there's a lot of changes, I think the main point was to consolidate what happens on public ground and private ground and have it all be the same for anything in the city limits and to make it easier.
And we did this by looking at what some of the other cities our size have done.
I did have a second question.
Bethany, I forgot your
sorry,
second
it's a little. Question. And then it's a little hard to read the room. I'm sorry if the conversation was still continuing on that one. So the second question was, I noticed we have an exemption for fresh produce, and that aligns with the farmer's market dates, so May 15th to October 15th. I guess I'm wondering why we need to have a date limit on someone selling fresh produce.
That's a fine question. I know that it's the same for like the baked goods and the produce, but I don't know why the history of the date. Do you know, Sally?
The date, just because it says seasonal food stands, so you have to have some sort of season. But I mean, if you wanted to delete that, you could as well. We did it to align with the farmer's market.
I don't think I recall somebody selling fresh produce outside of the farmer's market, but I would hate to discourage that in any way.
Actually, Vinico sell corn out on
West. That's true.
We do have some who get
Stout's market.
They sell produce in town, but not part of the farmer's market.
So you are looking to potentially strike the exempt item number one because you see no reason to restrict any selling of produce outside of those dates.
We could keep it in there as an exemption. I guess I was proposing striking the date limits. So that could happen anytime the fresh produce was fresh.
Well, and I think if we remove the date limits, it removes the item entirely though, unless I'm just not understanding it correctly.
There's not a whole lot of.
Oh, just removing the date limits. Gotcha. Yeah. Because then they're exempt in general. Now I understand. All right. So
there's not a whole lot of fresh vegetables that are going to be sold
outside of those times
or after.
Oh, it has been a minute since I've done this, almost since I was on council in 2014. But if we want to do the first reading tonight, the way to do this, Bethany, would be that you propose an amendment to F1 to strike the dates. Someone would need a second. We would vote on that amendment, and then we would vote on the first reading as amended. And then it would move to a second reading with that language change. The other option, the other path, is to direct staff to make those changes and bring it back to us in 2 weeks. So just to let everyone know, those are the two, the two ways to make that change.
Okay. I also would like to see that the vendors have a chance to see this. I mean, I know they can, even if we give the first reading tonight, point before we get too far into it.
Other council thoughts?
Actually, Bitterkos and Stouts are both on private property.
But it doesn't matter, does it?
No. Isn't this, we're trying to put them all together.
Yeah.
We're trying to make
it make a difference.
Uniform.
They are on private.
Well, since they sell fresh produce,
okay,
they're exempt, but...
Yeah.
Other council discussion. I think there's desire for others to see it. Is there desire for those dates to change? And do you want to do that tonight or by staff direction?
I think I don't think I'm ready for a first reading. And not that I just would like to look at this a little bit more. Take into consideration, we haven't had any feedback from anybody that this affects, or I haven't yet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure I'm ready to vote this first reading just yet. I do like what I'm seeing, but there's a couple of things that I have questions, or, you know, I'm waiting for a little feedback.
On the one hand, that's why there wasn't a sense of urgency, because the work on this was done about 4 months ago.
Oh.
And it was done as kind of directed because there were inconsistencies in the code. It was at the very end of the packet, but then that's why we have time to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need more time, that's fine.
I will share that I did notify three local food truck vendors about this and sent them the language. I didn't hear any feedback, but I encourage folks to show up to the meeting.
Perfect. And they are here, and we can make sure. You were provided that stuff, right? Cool. Awesome.
Did they have any comments, or is it maybe not?
So in that vein of a workshop, is there any comments that you had on the proposed food ordinance or any major concerns that stick out?
Just two, really. One was the...
Would you introduce yourself for council and for anyone that might not know you?
Yeah. John Edwards, owner of Country Corner Catering Little Kitchen.
And Jamie. Yeah.
And Jamie, my wife here. One of them was the music. I mean, like Carlos, he played Christmas music outside his food truck. I mean, according to the reading.
Yes, that's right. That was
there. That would be against the ordinance. I mean, is there a way to say like a decibel reading so many feet away, kind of like to do mufflers on cars or whatever?
That would make sense, because you also have like a flat screen TV that I imagine could have something on it.
We portray the Hawkeye game when we're out working. I mean,
in Iowa State.
Yeah.
right, that's, and then mm-hmm. the other thing is the 100 foot from a food establishment. Is there a way to put a grandfather in there? Because some of us go to O'Reilly's and now Scooter's moved in. Mm-hmm. And now you're, you know, are we going to get kicked out every time a brick and mortar place moves in, mm-hmm. the place we've already established being at?
Gotcha. Well, and that cuts both ways, not going to lie. As a brick and mortar establishment, it's a real burden for some of us to have the prevalence of food trucks because it directly cuts into businesses that have much higher overhead.
Yes.
So that being said, you've been in that parking lot longer than Scooters has been on their lot.
Right. That's why, I feel it's okay to keep us away from the brick and mortar restaurants that are here, but.
Well, that's something that bothers me about fees. The exemption of fees. And it's not that I mean, brick and mortar versus food truck, we need to make it all consistent. We, you know, everybody with their
versus some being exempt or not exempt.
Yes, and that bothers me as well. Then,
so the three things I've heard so far, we have the date on the produce mm-hmm. from Bethany. We have music from vendors that exist now. And I do see your point that that's not, we have not received any complaints about music from food trucks, have we?
No.
Yep, I can see why that'd be an overreach. The proximity to brick and mortar, I've heard your concern in regard to that lot that you're still at. You don't want to exempt anyone from fees because of the nature of the...
Well, it's, you know, we all have...
Exempt.
I think the fees are what, Sally?
The fees will be set by council by resolution. So we have not set those at this time until this is in its third reading.
Okay.
And another thing, and I may have missed it, but generators. I know they're not recently, but I knew when they first started coming on the square, there were complaints about generators. Mm-hmm. And I personally, I don't have a problem, but I know that people had complained about the noise of the generators and mm-hmm. whether you had a generator, you didn't, or plugged in. Did I miss anything about generators?
You're right. At the Summer Classic, there was one or two that had very loud generators.
And I know years ago, one person, actually one of the vendors, ended up paying for an electrical plug-in downtown because of the generator thing. So
that concerns me a little that there's so many that use generators and most use quieter generators or have them enclosed, and that we start micromanaging their ability to even exist.
Excuse me.
That we start to flirt with, like, maybe we should choose their menu and pick up, like,
I'm not even coming close to micromanaging, but it has in the past been a complaint, and I'm bringing that back up.
Well, that's fine. I'm just talking through it as like what it would look mm-hmm. like to manage that.
I don't know. That's why that's a question that how do other, what languages and other cities do they have with their mm-hmm. Their plans? I am far from a micromanager, so that is just a question I'd like answered.
Maybe that.
What's the question?
How are they handling generators?
Okay. Any other questions for
that
staff?
Could be under like sound making devices, you know, at a certain level.
How do you enforce that? That's the biggest thing we need to think about when we're talking about all this. You know, someone uses a generator without a muffler versus a muffler. How do we enforce that? We got police, or we got enough things to do besides monitor mufflers. Am I right, Chief?
You're definitely right.
So it even if we sit here and say, okay, you can't be over decimal point 1.6, who's going to enforce it? And how are you going to enforce it?
Well,
It's something
that's why we need to ask questions.
Well, I agree, and that's why I'm asking. If we're going to make an ordinance, are we going to make an ordinance just to make one, or one that we can actually enforce? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like speed limits. You're going to put a speed limit out there just to make everybody happy, or are you going to be able to enforce it?
Other discussion?
Does Corville?
I would
have any ordinance.
We are working on this ourselves here, and
interesting.
But we do have a Corville does have a noise ordinance, but decibel levels, I agree, are impossible to enforce. Mm. First of all, we don't have a decibel meter anyways, and going to court on that is not something basically mm-hmm. we would do.
And you're not using stadium speakers, right?
No, I can barely hear them.
So, but I mean, we can look at what other people have done.
Mm-hmm. Other discussion? I hear there's not a desire to have the first reading tonight. Is there a desire for this to remain on the agenda for 2 weeks from now and to simultaneously kind of work through this through the beginning of this year so it's ready mm-hmm. for spring, summer, fall changes? Mm-hmm. Is there still desire to move forward?
I would make a motion yes. to retable this for 2 weeks.
Well, I think...
Is that what you want?
Or 4 weeks because of the budget.
If we don't take any action, we can just leave it right on the agenda.
We can just leave it on the agenda.
That way we don't have to do a vote and motion to table and then a vote okay. and motion to untable.
I think there's
I say we do it alone.
Definitely been a lot of good work.
I'd like a paper copy of this though, so I can write on it and highlight it, please.
Perfect. And we're looking for clarification on any other ordinances that involve generator regulation. Looking at removing the sound or the music, as we have two people that use music, and the date issue from produce.
Yeah,
I say we go
and ahead. the fire inspection requirement for farmers market and special events. That was my first question.
And I think the answer was that's already included. Correct?
No, that would have to be changed.
That would have to be changed. Okay, thank you, Bethany.
And I have a question about fees.
And then including fees in the discussion for the next times, like a framework for that.
Would it be possible to share the draft that's currently written with other food vendors? I'm sure there's some that I didn't think of, so we can hear their feedback as well.
And can we, yes, I think that'd be a great idea.
So we can send this out to people we have.
Well, I know that Main Street and Chamber have contacts with food mm-hmm. trucks, and it could mm-hmm. be easily sent through them.
Yeah,
I can send it to those who've gotten licenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying when
they're picking
a license.
Perfect.
Right. Perfect. Yes, okay. I'd like that.
I will pull what other cities have for fees that you can see what those look like.
Any other discussion or directives for staff on this workshop item?
I think there's been a lot of good work.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Council, thank for you good that. Discussion. Not quite there yet. I'll leave that. Right. We will continue forward in the agenda. Our next item is a proposed closed session per Iowa Code 21.5J in the category of real estate. So we thank you everyone for coming. I would look for Kevin, our city attorney, do you recommend that this is a legal purpose to go into closed session?
Yes, it is.
Very good. I would entertain a motion to do so.
A motion to move to closed session.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Millie for the second to go into closed session. Can I have a roll call vote on that? No problem.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And we are now in closed session. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. If you've joined us virtually, I need you to please log off and... there are no action items after this. I have the motion from Fran.
That's fine.
The second from Millie.
It's hard to be online.
And so roll call vote. So Sally, please call that roll.
Yes.
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 And we are now out of closed session. Of course, no action was taken. For the record, Sally, it would be at hour or minute 84. So we that we went back into open session. Welcome back, Caleb.
You know, I wouldn't have stayed.
Well, he wants to hear the once around to see if anything exciting happens. That
listen, can... I was going to get the once around last time, and I didn't even see results. So I think it's worth it.
Oh. All right. We have a plan there. Let's continue to our agenda. Department reports. Chief.
Okay. Holiday weekend were mostly calm, a few arrests, a few more actions than normal because of the snow. The snow removal around the square on the morning of Christmas Eve, we did publicize that through social media.
officers did make several phone calls earlier in the evening. We did end up citing 9 vehicles overnight that did not move. That's when they were cited. They were cited at the overnight parking fine, the $25, not the $50 snow ban, because it was the overnight snow clearing section of our city ordinance that was used for clearing the square. There wasn't a lot of issues in the residential areas for that storm. I'm not sure it was the wind, because the wind was blowing it, or you know, we had warm temperatures within a few days and things started to melt. So we didn't have a lot of complaints. We did last week tow 2 vehicles from the 100 block of South B that we had gotten some complaints on that had been there for several days and had been there since the snow had been cleared. They were tagged and then they were eventually towed. So we did handle that. Finally, on with we're hiring again. Officer Raymer has accepted a position with the Iowa State Patrol. His last day will be next Wednesday, the 11th. I'm going to work on getting that position posted this week. I plan to offer a $5,000 sign-on bonus for Academy Certified. If we can hire someone that's Academy Certified and have a little incentive there to, you know, try to draw some of those. We're, lots of agencies are having issues with applicants and getting certified officers, and are offering those bonuses and things like that.
For your information, Chief and Deanna and I discussed this at some length and looked at what other cities did so it could be comparable, and it is within Administrator McCusker's authority to spend up to $5,000 without council approval, but wanted to loop council in to this hiring practice in order to save fees as potentially training someone costs between $14,000 and $18,000.
Right. Well, and more than that, by the time you get wages and things like that, okay. The cost for the academy itself is right about $10,000.
So, right, perfect.
Yeah, we've got that. We'll have that expense coming again. Again, we'll have uniform costs and things that we're not budgeted, and just wanted to make everybody aware of that. You know, we're seeing a lot of changes. A lot of agencies are changing in their pay scales and wages, you know, because of what other agencies are doing. Mm-hmm. So our starting pay is considerably lower than other comparable departments. So, you know, other things we'll have to be looking at as we dive into budget time. That's where we're at.
Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Welcome back. Did you drive to like Florida?
No, what did I do last time? I had a different meeting last time. No Florida for me this time. They all came to me.
Is your daughter still in college? Is she like marine biology?
She's in Tampa. My other one works for the Minnesota Vikings. So she works in the Twin Cities.
Okay, going 2 different directions.
So we got 2 different directions. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, welcome back. Thank from you. Your last thing. Deanna.
I don't have anything else. Just that our first budget work session will be on Tuesday, January 24th at 6 p.m. Okay. Unless we want to do 6 a.m. but that's all I have.
In that vein, the budget schedule follows our regular council schedule. Like, we'll keep our meetings efficient and then do the budget portion after the meeting, or like after our regular meeting, with the exception of the 24th. That will be the one that doesn't follow the first and third. So it'll be our typical first and third Tuesday, with the exception Deanna just mentioned.
I might be zooming in on that one.
For council's
information. From Panama City.
I also, in a moment of annoyance and weakness, booked a trip to Mexico. So I will be gone on the 21st, and we'll look for either Mayor Pro Tem substitution, unless you're gone February 21st. Otherwise, I can zoom in and run it from
February.
February 21st. So just, and that's plenty of notice. I mean, ish. But I will be gone on the 21st. And for council's information, that's when the third budget workshop is, when we have our partner entities come and they do their annual report. Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with all of those. I will make sure I connect with them if I have any questions. And by then, that'll be the end of the stuff. So just to loop you in. We have time to plan that out. But if we need to make different arrangements, we can.
Okay.
All right. That's all of the budget stuff. Unless, Deanna, did you have anything else? All right, let's move it from the inside out. Melly, do you have anything?
Not really too much, although we had a meeting with the Farm to Film Festival today, and plans are going well for that. Well, in a month or so, we'll be previewing films, and that is May 20th and 21st, mm-hmm. I believe. And Great Places is meeting next week, so we're going to dive in and kind of prioritize some of the things that we laid out in our vision plan. So it's going to be a good year.
Excellent. Thank you, Melly. Elaine, anything that you've not said? I'll find something.
Oh,
yeah.
Nothing. Looking forward to budget. We've got some really important decisions to make this year, and so it's going to be work, but it's going to be good.
And one of those decisions for council's information, the most like pressing thing that's not predictable would be wages, 3%, 5%, 7%, and not just what we want, but what, you know, wants and needs, what that levy looks like with our current levy, what that levy looks like if council sees fit to make changes. And that will come to council specifically for discussion. Deanna will give department heads instruction on how to budget according to what we've set out like last year, but that'll be the most pressing thing based off of inflation that we'll have to come to some consensus on.
But I last year when we were going through budget and Kelsey had worked so hard on it, we haven't raised our tax levy from 2012, I believe. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of changes in the last 10 years. And I said last year openly that we're going to have to do something. And I am on a fixed income. If my taxes are raised, I'm doing it to me too as well. But we're going to have to think very long and very hard about the budget and catching up with inflation. So
appreciate you bringing that up. It's important, and we will have that discussion on the 24th. That's when we'll really dive into it.
That's all I have to say.
Boop. Bethany, would you like to go? Do you have anything for us?
Just would like to advocate for us having this discussion about the city digital communications. I know that was one of the goals that we set this past fall, so I'd like to see that on the agenda sometime soon. I know we'll be busy with budgeting, but think that's an important item. And then the other thing, I got a call from Mike Crossett again about the tree, and he was not able to come to the meeting and speak tonight due to a personal injury, but I wanted to raise that again and see if there's any plans to at least reach out to him about his tree.
I can update you on that. He made his first contact with me this morning, and we spoke on the phone, and I
okay
that information. He also reached back out to Kelsey, and I believe there's a plan to give that a second look and make sure that there's nothing that to see if there's any compromise that can be made. He
very
did
good
acknowledge that limbs fall off the tree and acknowledge that that's a route to school for children, and did acknowledge that the sidewalk is buckling and that it's an ADA violation. So there are some obstacles that are part of that 100-year-old tree, but those would be considered as well. The long answer short is, thanks for bringing it up. There's a plan now to see if there's any compromise to be had.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure of. So thanks for the update. That's all I had.
Cool. And who would like to go next, Fran or Isla?
Ladies first.
All right, Isla.
Things are pretty busy down in the third ward. I think they were still building, working on the houses. Pretty good. I did question the poor guys that were shingling on, I believe it was the Wednesday when it was sub-zero, and they're up there shingling, and I'm thinking, no, guys. But they're really coming along really well with
phase two,
getting lots of new residents in the third ward, I believe. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update. Fran?
Not much. Next weekend, I'll be in Chicago for NCAA Baseball Umpires Clinic.
Awesome.
My first one. So
good. Congratulations.
It's going to be exciting.
And safe travels.
I have college scheduled this year. So.
Do they put you downtown or are you in the burbs?
I'm not by the airport.
All right.
Ooh. Wherever that is.
Well, be safe.
Oh my gosh.
West. Haven't been there before.
That's fun.
Cool. Right, thank you for that. Have I missed anything for the good of the cause? Open for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Millie
I got that.
Snagged it and Fran with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
aye.
Thank you very much, Bethany. We are adjourned. We'll see everyone soon.
All right.